you. And now it's me standing in the need of prayer. Look at all these bald-headed guys.
Whoa, yeah. Taking over.
Good thing the sun ain't shining. We'll begin Mountain Vespers in just a moment, but I want to introduce our new people, and I also have a couple of announcements. A hiker who has not signed in, Macy Ratcliffe, on her way to Monkey Bear. You're back.
Great.
Okay, put that aside. The spoon says I need one more scooper tonight for snack bar, right? If I could have a volunteer, you get free ice cream right there. Front row. Great. Then, my name is Paul, and I'm one of the directors, and I will attempt now to go through the 81 names of people who came in today.
81.
Yeah.
You're welcome to hold them in advance, and welcome at the end as well. And why don't you stand up, and we'll applaud at the end. Okay, from Berkeley, California, Aaron Gregg. There's Aaron. From DeWitt, Iowa, Jerry Yardy and Mary Miller. Is that the right pronunciation?
Close enough.
Thank you. Oh, you're so kind. Also from DeWitt, Katie Hahn. And from Grosse Pointe Park, Michigan, Joan Farrago. And from Grosse Pointe also, Pamela Pangborn, Ronald Pangborn, and Julia Pangborn. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, Thomas Waxland and Carol Birkland. There they are. Oh, they've got their Swiss. Yeah, that's mighty nice of you to display the Swiss flag on Canada Day. From Plymouth, Minnesota, Carolyn Torp and Ronald Torp. There we are. And from Omaha, Nebraska, Deb, Jim, Joel, and Brett Killow. Is that close enough? Great. Oh, you've got your great t-shirt on. From Oregon, the Dobleys are here. Gerald, Patricia, Katie, Thomas, Melinda, Brooke, Brandon, Kaylee, and Amelia.
Woo! 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 Impressive.
There they are. I see you. And from Dallas, Oregon, Carrie Ann Peterson. Oh, we've got more of them, too. From Tigard, Oregon, Morgan Peters and Eric Peters. And from Portland, Oregon, Jody Rutherford, Alan, and Henry Rutherford. From Bellevue, Washington, Vernon and Ellen Anderson. And from Tacoma, Sandra, David, Ben, and Ali, Ben, Bo, and Alia Harding. Right up in front. Oh, that's our scooper. From Bellevue, Washington, Sue Colville and Sharon Haggerty. And from Shelton, Washington, Joni Himley. Is that close enough? Great. From Union, Washington, Carl and Sue Johnson. And from Seattle, Dale Johnson. From Seattle, Wayne and Lucinda and Hannah Johnson, too. Now the rest of you can stand. From Vancouver, Dwayne Landsberg and Piggy Landsberg. There they are. Dwayne was our chair of our board for many years. From Bremerton, Gary and Lisbeth Lusk. From Spokane, Michael Mons, with Tricia Mons, Kimberly Mons, Eric Mons, Casey Mann, why would that be? And Rachel Mons, is that correct? And Sylvia Mons? Is Mann correct? Or is it? Great, okay. From Shelton, Alice Nelson. And from Issaquah, Josh Post, here as Wes Preeb has returned for the 4th of July. From Everett, Washington, Mark Samuelson. From Redmond, Washington, Debbie and Ryan Scott. And very old friends and wondrous supporters of Holden, Harlan Mink with Georgia, Rachel and Joel. And joining our staff, Roger and Patricia Rubina, set to work right away. From Olympia, Joan and Bob Rubina, also set to work right away. And here for teaching staff, Did Jeannie Olsen come in? That's not till tomorrow, right? Keita Schwen. Right there. From Iowa City, Iowa, where she's in the writer's workshop. From Bellevue, Washington, William Lennon with Bree Bergman and Laura Bergman. There they all are. Did I miss anyone? Welcome to Holton Miller. Oh! I missed one of our musicians.
Sean Bendix.
I'm Sean Bendix.
Sean Bendix. Sean is here and already played.
Third installment.
Yeah.
Now I have to ask how many are leaving tomorrow, and would you please stand? Nobody leaves without a prayer and a blessing. Let's take a moment to thank God for these people. Gracious God, thank you for bringing these brothers and sisters up to Holden. Take them safely home. Give them that light that continues to shine in the darkness that is your Son, Jesus Christ. Give thanks in Jesus' name for them, and we'll welcome them back with joy when we see them. Amen.
Welcome to Mountain Vespers tonight. This is, on Saturdays, we usually do Vespers 86, but we take a break and do that on Thursday nights, about once a month, and give ourselves an opportunity to do some other musical Vespers that were written at Holden. And the one we're doing tonight is called Mountain Vespers, and it was written about 5 years ago by a lead cook here named Kent Gustafson, and it's a bluegrass number, and it's quite a lot of fun. A few notes about the service. It's our tradition to stand at the, when we get to the Magnificat, so at that point I'll invite you to stand as you are able. I think that's the only note we have. When we get to the prayer that Jesus taught us, I invite you to pray using words that are comfortable and prayerful for you. And let's prepare for worship with a brief moment of silence.
Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome.
reading from Matthew. Jesus left the temple. As he was leaving, the disciples approached and called his attention to the temple buildings. He replied to them, "Do you see all these buildings? The truth is, not a single stone will be left upon another. All of it will be destroyed." As Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples approached him privately and asked, "Tell us when this will happen. What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" Jesus replied to them, "Make sure that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Messiah,' and they will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of more wars. Don't be alarmed, for these things must happen. But that does not mean it's the end. For nation will war against nation, and empire against empire. There will be famines and earthquakes all over the world. Yet all these are only the beginning of the labor pains." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Revelation. "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them as their God. They will be God's people, and that very God will be with them, and will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away.' And the one who was seated on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.'" Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Let us reflect your light, O God, as the moon reflects the light of the sun.
Carry us through this night into the promise of morning.
Yeah. Creator God, source of wisdom and wonder, wrap us in your blanket of love and give us the strength and the courage to carry on with our journey. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Go in peace, serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.
That was a lot of fun.